Hello, and welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Yoga, conversations about philosophy,
relationships,
and randomness, with
Eric Paschal
and Rena Jakubowicz.
Ta-da!
We did it. We did our intro.
So good.
I know. We rehearsed that like one time.
I really kind of wanted you to say the and I stepped on it a little bit, if I'm really honest.
Great.
And then we could have done the randomness together, and then I think it would have been a little more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Oh, how wonderful.
I don't think they care.
They can't really talk back to us.
No.
In fact, that's glorious. I didn't even think about it to this moment. Finally.
Yeah.
We're in a space where no one can talk back to us.
And they want us to babble, maybe-ish.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see, depending on how good we are.
Well, that's part of the randomness.
Correct.
It is a disclaimer. If you're tuning in and you heard the randomness, then you're going to get some babbling.
Some babbling will happen. But hopefully we'll be able to regroup because I'm here.
I'm the king of the tie downs and takeaways.
Mm.
I could pave a road that is jagged and winding to get us there.
Right.
But I promise
and
you,
make everyone dizzy in the process.
I drop you off at the beach.
Right.
I do.
After you're dizzy.
By the way, I smell a little bit. It's a good smell.
Great.
It's a good bad smell.
Great, guys. So let's get back to what we were talking about. See, I pulled it back around. Our conversations are going to be about philosophy, relationships, and randomness, which let's kind of explain a little bit what the philosophy portion is. Eric, would you like to share what you think we're going to be talking about in regards to philosophy?
Since you don't know?
Or no, I do know, but I would like you to
start.
To
share, you want to share airtime with me?
Go ahead.
Okay. The philosophy is, I think, going to be, I would rather talk about at least what I think I know than what I don't know. That's faux show. So what I've been studying over the past 14 years is a Vedantic philosophy that in essence... in its most practical form, is all about how one can manage his or her own life. It's about self-management. And it addresses us on all three levels of our existence, our body, and our body of emotions, and our body of thoughts. And when those three bodies are housed under one roof and all focused in one direction, we can kick some booty in our lives. And so that's, I think, what, for the most part, we'll be chatting about. That is within the body of yoga philosophy. It's in psychology. It'll address your everyday needs from the most simple to the most sublime. How's that?
Woohoo!
Yes.
I'm very impressed. Mm. Does your brain hurt?
No, I have a gift for gab, as you know.
Yes, yes, yes. It's very true. Well, I would concur with all that. Of course, we will be discussing certain principles and terminologies and practices that you can apply at home to your daily life to see how you can incorporate it, like Eric said, to have better self-management and ideally self-development. And then hopefully, eventually, self-realization, which is, of course, ideally every yogi's ultimate goal is to realize their true selves. But we may not be there in any stretch of the imagination yet or in this lifetime, so at least we need to be able to develop ourselves first. And so Eric said it very eloquently, and so we will be discussing different topics and trying to kind of pluck them and see how we can apply them to our own lives and then hopefully inspire you to apply it in your life. So there's a takeaway.
Yeah, we have a very busy world in which, especially those of you that are listening to us, are in. Most of that world is in the self-help field, either our own particular practices for self-help or we are practitioners. And in that world of self-help, boy, boy, oh boy, does we need some help. There are few people in the world that are as stressed, strained, frustrated, anxious, and fearful, run down, as people who are in a profession of helping people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so hopefully we will help guide your innermost desires and passion to help others in a way that doesn't kill you, in a way that doesn't help you avoid your own shit. We know a lot of parents, business owners, and family members, and family is one of the most beautiful constructs, but often they are riddled by divorce, dysfunction, addiction, and other things. So this philosophy will be applied to that. We know that there are so many folks who are frustrated in their careers, and they feel trapped mm-hmm. and stuck.
Yep.
And we will unstick you and help you to grow and be a leader in whatever vocation it is that you are looking to be in. We will also prepare you for the incredible reality that even when you get everything you want, there's always stuff in it that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And really that is a huge, huge piece of this reality and understanding in our lives, that even when you get the partner you want, even if you have the kids you want, even if the job, the money you want, the body you
want, everything you want,
it changes.
Still not happy.
And you still won't be happy. There's always stuff in it.
Good enough.
No. Sadly. So yes, we'll help you figure out how to find that contentment in it and look forward to everyday challenges in a way that will help you grow, inspire you, and make you a better person.
That's what we're hoping for. We all just want to be better people. So that's the first portion. And the second portion, which segues nicely from what you were saying about the family and how hard it can be and dysfunctional and all sorts of different challenging things that come with being in a family, which none of us are exempt from being since we all came into this world somehow. So is the relationship portion. And the relationship portion for me is an opportunity to share a little bit about Eric and my relationship with you guys in terms of how we do what we do, how we apply the teachings to our relationship, how we try to rise above, how we often can fall and do things that we may need to grow from and learn from. But to share those little tidbits with you, I think would be very powerful, not only for ourselves, of course, to share, but for you guys to hear and to listen and maybe apply some things that have helped us. And it's not to say that we have the perfect formula, but let's just say that we are pretty happy in our relationship, and it's been 100% because of the teachings and how we've incorporated these teachings into our relationship, whether it be in an argument or some kind of disagreement, which we never have, wink, wink, or also, you know, when it comes to in the bedroom or, you know, just relating to...
Let's talk about the bedroom.
No, not yet. We have to first lure them in. But then...
lure you in.
Haha, you've already done that. Plenty.
Again and again.
So that's my inspiration for talking about relationships with you guys. And I know Eric has a different angle because he is a marriage therapist, whatever you call it.
I'm a whatever you call it.
Okay, a marriage counselor. I don't know what.
Family child therapist.
There you go. Whatever. Just a bunch of different labels.
I am what I am.
You are what you are. But it's you know, it's nice to be able to connect that way with you guys, and Eric can share his point of view, his POV, for short, about the relationship portion.
Well, I will say that I do believe we have the perfect formula. I just also will add that we ourselves do not work it perfectly, and therein lies
Correct.
Some of the challenges. But I would say, and this is the first relationship I've had with a partner since I think I started dating.
Did you have a relationship without a partner?
Oh yeah, that was part of how I did relationships. They weren't my partner.
Aww.
I think the first girlfriend I had really officially was Mindy Feldman in
fourth grade.
Why not? Hi, Mindy. Are you listening? Where are you? Mindy was in fifth grade. I didn't really realize this, but her and her friend asked me and my friend out to make the other fifth grade guys jealous. So they went down into the fourth grade to make them jealous. So my first relationship, I was a little used.
Aww, Kobe.
Yeah,
I'm
and
sorry.
I actually remember thinking to myself, okay, this is how it's gonna work. I will now destroy everyone I'm with.
Aww, yeah. That's horrible.
So my apologies
for
all
everyone
of you
else
that I've destroyed. not a great place to come from.
Mindy,
but
I'm sending you to, just kidding.
There was some people that I really did care about along the way as early as high school and really good woman and helped me through a lot of stuff. But I will say that with her and with others to follow, there were dysfunction. There was dysfunction. Dysfunction is different than challenges.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Challenges are always part of life. They're normal and they do not create resentments. They don't create violence.
Right.
They don't create emotional blackmail. They don't inspire infidelity. They don't get hate. All that stuff that I know so many people deal with almost as if it's normal.
Right.
I mean, it's like normal, like, oh, you know, I've been talking to people. You know, we got in a blow up and she threw a knife at my head. Not normal.
That's not normal, people out there. That's not normal.
We fight all the time. I always ask people, well, what's the nature of your fights? What do you say? Is there name calling? Says, oh, yeah. She calls me this. I call her that. And those things are, they strike deep into our psyche, and that is dysfunctional, mm-hmm. period. It is not normal. There has to be a space that we hold for one another, and I think that you and I have been able to do that. I would really speak for today, because to tell you the God's honest truth, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I've seen enough of life, and I know enough about myself that, you know,
anything's possible.
Yeah, anything's possible, but that fear alone of what I could become and what I have been keeps me really on track, and I put our relationship and the way we hold each other as important, if not more important, than anything else in my life.
Me too, Gooby. Well, I feel very similar because of my past experiences as well. Not to say that I had my own Mindy, that was not the case at all, but there's plenty that I needed to learn from my past relationships, and I feel like I have, and I can apply what I've learned in those with you. And so it's kind of like a chance to basically be that partner that I've always wanted to be with someone. So I thank you for being that inspiration for me. And as Swamiji taught us in our ceremony, is that I am indebted to you for your ability to help me execute what I need to execute and fulfill the desires I need for myself.
Well, it's so good to hear that, because when you told me that your last significant other, you bit his ear off because he didn't listen to you.
I told you not to tell anyone that.
That was enough information right there,
mm-hmm.
to really terrify me.
So this leads us into the randomness portion of the podcast.
You notice already we have a pattern that I start talking about something and
Rena interrupts
and segues to the next. Well, I don't even know if we were really done with that, but we don't have to be done with the whole topic just because I start to go off.
I understand.
We can stay on topic and go back to it.
I think we had a good enough amount of time discussing that. Enough of a teaser. Maybe we can talk about the ear biting the next podcast.
I guess so.
If that ever did happen.
If you say so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So what is randomness?
Just that. So randomness is basically, the way I see it, is I am a very random person, and a quirky person, and a dorky person, and a nerdy person. Nerd alert. But Eric, of course, is not that person. I'm a
cool person.
He thinks he's cool.
I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, and then I check back to the lab without a mic to grab. Should I continue?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Although, no, you can keep going if you know the rest.
Sorry.
Or did you just forget the rest and that's why you stopped? I got you.
No, it's just little doses.
Little doses. All right. So, there's little things that come up in our lives. Everything about life is random. So there is, who knows what topic we could pull out.
Is it really random?
Well, that's going to be what we talk about.
Feels random. It can. But I think it's really actually the law of causation. Yes.
Yes, the law of causation. But what I mean by that is that these things
Please
happen
do tell.
To us.
Yes.
Like, hey, Eric broke his 10 ribs and his bones on his left hand from a ski accident, which was totally cause and effect. But now that it's happened and it's like out of left field, what do we do about that? So there are little things that happen through our lives, and they could be positive little happy moments. Like, I had a wonderful coffee with this one random girl that I met yesterday in a coffee shop, and we discussed something really cool, and then she was gone. Just like maybe that would have been exciting, although it really wasn't. But we can pull that in anytime we need to.
Maybe we should change random to, I don't know, a tangent. That's not as cool.
No.
Like, maybe that's what we're doing.
No, it's not
going
a tangent.
Off in tangents.
It's only going off in a tangent right now because I'm going, it's actually a segue. Is what I've been using it as. Only
yeah,
to stop
I think
from...
I think if we're not taking this fully to heart, we could use randomness. But then I just am a little conflicted because what's really random in life? It's not random that you ran into someone in a coffee shop. One, you're not alone in it. Most of them have other people. Two, you're open. So, and inviting. So stuff like that's going to happen. And three.
I think the topics we're going to choose are random.
Ah, okay, that can make sense.
Ah, right. But not necessarily
but
the randomness,
like,
in life.
Is that random or is that just us not giving a fudge and picking things up and
I'm
just running
so
with it?
I'm so proud of you. You said fudge.
Instead of fuck?
I say fudge all the time.
Wow.
It's the best word ever. It's like any hoozle and fudge. And nerd alert. Three of the most favorite things I love to say. And, of course, duty.
It's like nails on the chalkboard to me.
Oh, see, this is where the relationship portion would come back in. And we would discuss how my nature is to be silly and weird and say a lot of words that might sound onomatopoeic. To which Eric would not like that, and that's not his nature. To which he kind of has to shrug his shoulders and be like, well, but the rest of her works great. And to which I have to say, well, the rest of him works great.
No, the rest of me does work good. So, but yes, that's no two minds think alike.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to. Nor should they, nor should we expect them to. So these little things that I'm like, oh my God, any hoozle?
It's the best word ever.
So,
you can ask
but,
Layla
but that's
and
you.
Maite.
That's you.
Right. For me, that's the best word ever. I don't understand how anybody wouldn't like it, but I guess I understand because there's no two minds that are alike.
Right. But it's the not liking it is one thing, but the agitation that comes from not liking it is really what is the interesting piece about relationships. Because
right.
It's not that we don't like the same things that bothers us. It's that we don't have any, back to self-management, control over our emotions when... we have strong aversions, and therefore that emotion of not liking takes over, and our first out is usually to want to change somebody else.
Yep.
And that's where it all goes to hell.
Goes to hell, right down the tube, into the pits of hell with fire blazing.
The moment you wish for someone else to change is the moment you need to go. Find a hammer and bash yourself on the skull with.
So I would not recommend that. I would say that...
Go find a mirror and smash your forehead to the mirror?
No. Those are very violent things to do.
Go find a rock and drop it on your foot?
We practice ahimsa here. Non-violence. Non-harming.
Reframe the thought.
There you go.
And say, you know what? What if I change myself? What if I change myself? And I no longer... I know what kind of change I'm going to make. I'm going to make the kind of change where I no longer want to change anybody.
Hey, ding, 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 ding.
Where I find the beauty and the difference.
$1,000.
Yay. Yay. Well, I'm just saying what people normally do.
I know. That's 99.9% of the world.
And what's worse is they call a friend and they go, you'll never believe
right
what Stacy did, man.
And then they get...
And the man goes, oh, bro, that's horrible, man. I wouldn't take that shit from anybody. I wouldn't. How could you live with that?
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah. Or you'll never believe what Brad's doing.
Oh, is that what we
Brad
sound like?
Brad never touches me. Oh. He never kisses.
No?
You signed up for someone who's not affectionate. You wanted someone affectionate, you should have gone out with Steve. He was affectionate, but you didn't like Steve because Steve was too affectionate. He was too needy. So you went with Brad because Brad was independent. Now you don't like Brad from his independence.
Mm.
But the whole play is that we feed each other back more bullshit.
Yes, we do.
In fact, seriously, I mean, I think we have a few friends. That's why we like them this way, where you call up and you would start to say something.
And they call us on our shit.
And they would call right out.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Did
Shout
you just spend 30 minutes?
Shout out to Maite Menziola.
No names, remember?
Oh, but this is a positive thing. Oh. You just told Mindy that you're...
Oh, dude, fourth grade.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
She probably doesn't remember.
Right. Well, just what's like so that. Interesting to me, this is... Okay, if I'm going to put if I'm going to put myself in the shoes of Mindy, as a fifth grader, you said?
Yeah,
okay.
She was fifth.
And she went to a fourth
grader... She was on my baseball team, too.
...to make the fifth grader boys jealous is like, why wouldn't you go for the sixth graders?
But I was dope.
Right, of course you were. I forgot that part.
And so was John. John Kelchner, what's up?
Okay, the point is, I totally would have thought of getting an
older
man.
Yeah,
of course. That's logical. Go for the little boys.
I agree, but you know.
They don't even have like...
Believe me, I transcended the seventh grade and fourth grade.
I'm sure you did, honey.
You should see the face she's making at me right now. I wish you could see it.
Oh, but I've seen pictures of you when you were like tiny.
I was, but I was
so cute.
But I was like you. Look at you. You're tiny, but
yeah,
you're
but I'm, I
full.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gooby, I'm so proud of you for totally nailing the fifth grader. That sounds horrible.
Oh my God, I didn't nail Mindy. No, I never said that. I never told her that. I did not nail the fifth grader. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Sorry, guys. I took
it
there.
Oh boy. Yeah, we did kiss.
Aww,
there was a kiss.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think it got her a little present or something. And then
she used you and abused you. That's
yeah.
So duty. I want to find her. But guys, please do not go find her. You really can't use names like that when it's like that. Because people take stuff like super personally and get... You've seen the internet.
Well, I know you. You're worried about like, oh my God, someone's going to sue us.
No, it's not even suing us. It's like some... person out there,
yeah, but you know what?
Is going to take things into their own hands and be like, me, dude.
You put a mic in front of this big mouth, and my God, what do you think is going to happen? I don't like listening. If anyone ever shares with me stories and they don't personalize it, I don't get like details.
But you can call her.
Like
you
that.
Can call her Cindy. All you have to do is change the first letter.
I could, but.
You know that's total intellect that I just had right there.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
That
I know,
was
it's a
good
argument.
I like to practice authenticity.
It's still
and
being
transparency.
Authentic. It's still being authentic. You're telling your side of the story. You don't have to loop her into it.
I know, but she looped herself in fifth grade when she
okay,
posed
she
that bullshit.
Okay, she was in fifth grade.
All right, well, I mean...
She doesn't know any better.
I mean, I don't know. We're going to have to get feedback at some point from people.
Right. We're going
to
gonna,
see
yes,
if
sure
they really
everyone
can
will
appreciate.
Tell us what they think.
I think it'll probably be split only because no one's going to want me to call them out either.
Right. And then no one's going to want to watch anymore or listen anymore. And then we're going to be in trouble. So what's the point? Which leads us to why we decided to do the podcast to
Beautiful
begin with.
Beautiful transition.
I know. I'm so good at this. It's natural. I'm coughing in my hand. And then wiping it on my shoulder. So why we decided to do the podcast Eric, I know you have your beliefs.
Why we decided to do this podcast is for the simple reason that everyone else is doing podcasts, and you wanted to do a podcast because you felt like we're not like doing enough to put ourselves out there. And
wow, that's different than what you said like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, or was it that we're both narcissists and just want to be heard, or we're doing this for business reasons, or we want to work together.
So if you see his face right now, he's very confused as to what he's supposed to say. I'll just take over, because let's be real. No, this would not be recorded if it wasn't for me buying the equipment and setting everything up and doing it. And if you look at my...
Do you know what this is like? I don't know how you fuckers go out and do this stuff. We're sitting here in our office. You have headphones on, and I have a bathing suit on. I'm sweating, and I stink from being in the sun. Uh-huh. I'm dying to grab my water, but it's impossible for me to get it because it's going to make noise. Both my legs are shaking like bandits.
And I keep
like
telling, like I'm running a cross country,
like I'm running a sprint right now, because it's normally how I do, because I have the jitters all the time from my ADD.
ADD.
And I'm talking into this mic for people... who, I mean, I don't know who the hell's going to listen to this. God bless you if you're doing it. I love you to death. But I just can't imagine.
We're going to find out if anyone's listening.
Anybody's going to. And even if there's a ton of people listening, we're still in here. It's like so misogynistic. It's bizarre. However, you said that's your time.
I got it. So what my husband doesn't know is that when I first opened Arena Yoga, I had to create a mission statement, the vision statement, all that crap. And in that, I wanted Arena Yoga to be a multimedia platform where there would be different ways for people that could learn about yoga, because everyone has a different way of learning. Some people are auditory learners, some people are visual learners, some people are kinesthetic learners. So doing a podcast was one of the ways I wanted to be able to teach people, or to share with people, not teach people because people can only teach themselves, but to share the teachings of yoga with people, however, if they wanted it. And, and hopefully while they're going on a hike, they're listening and they're learning and they're just applying what they're doing. So that's really the reason that I originally wanted to do a podcast. And I've been wanting to do one forever and a day. And I didn't want to do it alone, because I didn't think I was as entertaining as I thought I was, because I'm not as misogynistic as you're saying I am to be, your narcissistic. And I figured, who could I think
of
that loves to talk?
I thought it was like, Gooby, I want to do some work with you. I want to do some work together with you because we work so well together.
But we do.
Love each other.
We do, and that's the truth. Because who else would I want to do this with? You.
And where else could you get a bigger putz to sound off? And you sound so sane next to. Now it's all, now it's all coming together. You're like, who can I get where I can sound like a real professional?
No.
Ah, my husband.
No.
Just wind him up and let him spew, and then I'll just say a few things.
You wind yourself up.
OMG.
No, Gooby, you know I love you. Mm. It's fun. We're interactive. We are entertaining, and we are educating.
To whom?
We'll find out. Maybe we're the only ones that are actually laughing and entertaining ourselves.
I guess there's a part of me that is out in the world and experiencing suffering myself and seeing it around and having worked myself out of some real pickles and seeing how unavailable still today real help is, that maybe, just maybe, there's a little bit that I have, that we have, that we can share and create a smile on someone's face and a place to feel normal in and a place where, I don't know, who's going to go hiking?
Obviously you don't know.
Maybe that's a topic. We're going to do a hike podcast.
This
is your podcast for hiking today. We're going to be talking about, I mean, what's going to get people fired up in their hike? I can't take another step, but let me crank this podcast up a little higher. And hopefully Rena will say, and then what are you going to say? You'd be like, what topic is it? Where people are like,
So, okay, obviously you haven't...
I can do it now. I can make it to the top of the mountain.
People listen to podcasts all the time in their car, in traffic.
I know.
And in hikes. We are not the podcast listener.
I know, I'm so out of it. But that's the other thing, too. It's like, I'm so old. I'm so freaking old.
Oh, I'm so out of... Yeah, so am I, but I'm 38. I'm 11 years younger than you are, and I still don't know what the... No, but I still don't know what the
podcast situation is. Well, 11 and a half, because I'm 50.
Right, and I'm turning 39 in August. Leo! But the thing is, we're not podcast people. It's not that we're old. We're just not podcast people. So now it becomes that we're actually going into this market, not having any idea what the market's about, which is amazing and hysterical, because I would...
Well, it's true, because I won't listen to any. I mean,
I know you won't.
I mean, Howard Stern and rock and roll with occasional hip hop splash in the middle and love songs.
Right.
And then maybe some grunge.
Right. Thanks for that.
Probably some chill music.
Right.
And maybe some singer-songwriter stuff.
Just keep going, because apparently this is very interesting to you.
And then maybe I'm just on the phone, so I don't even listen to any of that. Or maybe I'm so tuned in to you that I don't want any distractions. So yes. I'm just saying, that's crazy. Have you ever done anything in your life where you were like in the market and absolutely had no clue what it was because you weren't a part of it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think so, obviously.
Right, I'm saying. It's like you wouldn't be a lawyer and like... not have anything to do with law, know no lawyers, listen to no, read no law journals, nothing.
Well, I did sign up for like a podcast newsletter that I got every day and I sent to you every day and did no research on to learn about the podcast situation.
Yes. So, okay. But you did educate yourself. And
I did so.
I skimmed. Right. But I will say, actually, now that I think about it, that's how I was with yoga for the first... 6, 7, 8, 9 years of yoga. I went to a handful of classes. I went to a handful of conferences. I saw something that was beautiful and 99% wrapped in shit. And I actually started a yoga that wasn't yoga per se that I had seen, and then refused to be a part of the yoga world in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So I really had no idea. I mean, literally when people said, oh, this is going on, or this one opened a studio, or what about this or this?
Yeah,
or
me
that,
too. I didn't care what anybody else was doing.
No idea.
Right. So
no
that's idea. Why I don't think we need to. We just dive ourselves in and we do what
we can. I'm glad I talked myself into that. Good job. Oh, I'm a pro now.
There you go.
Mr. Podcast.
Mr. Podcast. No, you're Mr. and Mrs. Yoga.
Mr. P stands for that also.
Is that what it is?
EP. Extra Special Podcast.
Okay. Well, but you do realize you're Mr. and Mrs. Yoga.
Yeah, we are Mr. and Mrs. Yoga.
Which leads us to... the end. We will be also having some interviews with people and bringing other people around here to have their perspective and have a little discussion and have a little fun. So if you have any ideas for our podcast of Mr. and Mrs. Yoga, you can email us at Eric at...
How about we get an email address, Mr. and Mrs. Yoga?
At gmail.com. Let's assume that that's available. How about I find out right now?
Yeah, you should do that right now. Well, you're finding out. I will say, because, you know, I didn't even think about interviewing people, but if we're going to interview people, we are stripping them down. First of all, I want to interview them naked. I want to be naked.
Gooby, no. Naked. No one's being naked, guys. No one. Either way, who cares? No one can see it.
Right, but just us, it brings, I think, if we're all naked, we're going to have a deeper discussion.
No.
All right, fine. Then whatever. Then we can be clothed, but we're going to get naked interpersonally. Like, I don't want to hear about, oh, you know, you're a, tell us about what you do. Oh, you build out blah, 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 blah. No, I want to
hear. It's not about just promoting is what
you're
saying.
I'd rather hear, I mean, we can promote. I'm all up for promoting, but if I'm going to sit and interview someone, the only thing that really interests me is like, what makes you tick? Where have you been? Where are you really at? Where is your sense of desperation and fear, and how does that move you in your day, and what kind of attachments and addictions are you suffering from? Because I know you is.
Yeah, I think that's good. And then we have to have less intense stuff. Like, not everybody always wants to hear about all that stuff. You know, I think there's a balance.
No, you mean we have to start like doing things for an audience? Like,
no, not just for an audience, but just for ourselves. Do we want to hear all about that all the time?
Yeah. No. What else do you want to hear about? Mr. and Mrs. By the way, Yoga. If you just heard that, I guess this mic is sensitive. That was my elbows completely stuck to my chair because I was so scared of moving.
Which he's still moving.
Because Rita said it was going to sound bad, but my hand's in a cast right now, and my left arm is numb and throbbing at the same time. And my right arm was just literally burning and stuck into the chair. So sorry about that little noise. And I think
you might have not have heard it.
As we grow in this podcast, we'll probably move from this office into a closet.
I think. So our new email address. Are you ready for this? Our new email address is Mr. and Mrs. Yoga Podcast at gmail.com. Because someone has Mr. and Mrs. Yoga at gmail.com. Who has that? I don't know. But don't email them. Email Mr. and Mrs. Yoga Podcast at gmail.com for ideas or for topics you want to hear about. And just to say what's up and let us know what you thought about our first episode, because we are newbies in this huge ocean of podcastdom. And we appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, one, whatever we do, we'd like to be our best. And two, if you are supporting us and taking the time out of your very valuable day to listen, we want to increase value for you. One of the things we could use help with is, like, I'm thinking, like, don't we go to Yahoo then and be like Mr. and Mrs. Yoga at yahoo.com?
Nobody uses Gmail? Yahoo.
No?
No, we're done. Mr. and Mrs. Yoga Podcast. At gmail.com. Okay. It's done. Well, you know what, though, guys? I was totally
Mr.
going
Mr.
for...
Yoga at ericpascal.com?
No. Mrs. and Mr. Yoga, I'm sure, is available, but you didn't want that, so...
Wait, what did I say?
You didn't want Mrs. and Mr. Yoga.
No, I said Mr. and Mrs. Yoga at ericpascal.com.
Okay, we're not having this conversation on the podcast because nobody cares
about
this.
Well, this is where it gets good.
I think that we really appreciate you guys listening, and it's been a lot of fun.
You look like Mickey Mouse, dude, with those headphones on. My God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to start videotaping this whole thing. Seriously.
Do you know what the best part is?
What is the best part?
They don't even work.
They don't work? You've been sitting there this whole time with headphones? Oh, my God. Why? Because you wanted... Did that make you feel like you were in character? Oh, my God. All right, everybody. That was a real look into our life. And sorry for screaming. I just slid into the microphone a little further because I'm hunched over laughing. Take it easy. We don't have a fancy tagline right now, but we'll make one up later. Peace in, you know, peace out is great, but peace in is even better.
And we love you, Mr. and Mrs. Yoga. Out. You can find Rena and Eric at Mr. and Mrs. Yoga or Mr. and Mrs. Yoga Podcast at gmail.com. Plus, you can check us out at Electric Soul Yoga in LA for weekly classes. Plus, we travel to teach for trainings, workshops, retreats, conferences, yada, yada, yada. Check us out and let's stay connected. Have a beautiful day.